Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Kuf. We begin Yerushalmi and Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the second last narrow line, Ha'apikoyrus. Ha'apikoyrus, the Yerushalmi of Elazar, Chad Amar, Kehen Da'ama, Ahen Safa, Rechana Amar, Kehen Da'ama, Elein Rabbanin. Rabbi Yochanan and Blaza argue about Napikairus. One said it's like these who say condescendingly this Sefer. The other said it's like these who say condescendingly these Rabbonim. Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Chadama, Lekipa, Shal Avonim, Kiren, Shin Yisroya, Achas Mehem, Yisroya, Kulon. Rabbi Blaza, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Nachman said that one of them said a parable of a dome composed of rocks. Once one of them falters, all of them falter. Similarly, disgracing one matter of Torah disgraces all of Torah. Rechona Amar, Bayis Shumale Teben Avagav that Ma'avele Mina Ahein Moitse de Begave Hu Ma'ara Kasali. The other said it's like a parable of a house full of straw. Even if you clear the straw out of it, you find the chaff left in it. It ruins the walls. Similarly, one cannot be cleansed from clinging to heresy. Rav Omar Koyrach Ashe Godol Haya Tisavrin Shalpawai Nigla Lai Ben Migdol Uvenayam. Rav says that Koyach was very wealthy. He still has the power was revealed to him when he saw were between the Migdal and the sea. Rav Amar Koyach Apikasi Haya Ma'asa Omad Va'asa Talis Shekulam Tcheles Asa Gabi Moshe Amali Moshe Rabbeinu Talis Shekulai Tcheles Mate Chayev Besitzes Amalai Chayeves Tchiv Gdilim Tasilach V'Gamer. Rav says that Koyach was an Apikoyus. What did he do? He made a talis totally of Tcheles colored wool and came to Moshe. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this talis that is totally of tcheles is obligated in tzitzis, and Moshe said, yes, gedilin ta'aselach, you have to make, put fringes on the corners of your garments. Ba'eshu malei sforim, ma'oshe chai b'mezuzah, amalei chai b'mezuzah, dechiv uchzaltam amazuz b'secha, v'geimah. Koyach asked, a house full of sforim, is it obligated in tzitzis? Moshe said, yes, as the pasuk says, and you should write them on your doorposts of your house, etc. Amalai Baharis Kagris Mao, Amalai Tomei, Paucho, we call it Amalai Toho, Baisa Shah, Amakoyach, Inter, Minashamayim, Vlay Moshe, Novi, Vlay Aaron, Koyen Godel. Koyach asked, a Baharis, which is a certain type of Saras, the size of a bean, what's the law? Moshe said it's Tomei. And if it spread to all of his body, said Moshe, he's Toho. At that time, Koyach said that the Torah is not from Shamayim, Moshe is not Novi, and Aaron is not a Koyen. Baisa Shah, Amar Moshe, Rabbein Kol Elamim, Im Nivra, La Aret, Pe, Shayshis, she said, you may bracious, I mutav, vim lav, yivra la me'achshav, vim briya, yivra Hashem. At that time, Moshe said, Master of the world, if you created a mouth for the land from the 6 days of creation, good, if not, create it now. Vim briya, yivra Hashem. Amrav Shim ben Lokish, Shloshek, Kofu ben Avuasam, Mipnei, Kunraya, Ve'elohen, Moshe, Ve'elio, Omicha. Rashoki said that three denied their prophecies to remove improper thoughts of others. Moshe, Elio, and Micha. Moshe Amar im kemos ko Adam yamusen eile v'geime. Moshe said, and it's a pasuk in Bamidbar Pek Tezayin pasuk Choftes. If these men die as all men die, and the fate of all men will be visited upon them, then Hashem has not sent me. Elio Amar aneni Hashem aneni v'yodu ha'am hazeh v'imlav v'ata siboisa es libam achayvones. Elio said, answer Hashem, answer. And all the nation, this nation will know. And if not, people will not listen to me, and I'll say, and you have turned their hearts away. Micha Amar, Im Shov Toshuv V'Shalom, Lo Dibe Hashem Bi. Micha said, if I shall surely return in peace, Hashem has not spoken to me. Ve'yaldu Heim V'chol Asher Lahem Chaim Sho'ela, V'bracha B'Shem Rabbi Chalba Af Shmeiseihem Poruch U'Metrich Tamsoiseihem. Rabacha, quoting Rabbi Chalba, said, quoting the pasuk about Koyach, they and all they possessed descended alive into the grave, meaning even their names flew off documents on which they were written. Am Rabbi Yosi Berachanina, Afilu Machat Shaisa Shu'ula Biadiso Mi Adam Afi Nivla Mi'ahem Tehchiv Yodu Haim Mecholah Shelahem Chaim Shoela. Rabbi Yosi Berachanina said that even a needle that Yisro borrowed from them, it was swallowed up with them, as it says. They and all they possessed descended alive into the grave. Rami nispalel aleihem. The Gemara asks, who prayed for them? Rav Shmuel bar Nachman amar Moshe nispal aleihem yichiru ben val yamos. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman gives an answer, which is Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for them, as the pasuk says, Reuben should live and should not die, and Dathan and Aviram were from the tribe of Reuben. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omar Chana Nispala Aleihem, and Yehoshua ben Levi says in the second answer that Chana prayed for them. He doubted Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi b'shem Rabbi Yosi Kach Haisa Adas Shel Kerach Shekaf Yeredes Ad She'am Dechana Nispala Aleihem Ba'Oma Hashem Meiris Mechaya Meirut Shalviyal. This is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi taught elsewhere, because Yehoshua ben Levi said in the name of Rabbi Yosi that the Adas, the congregation of Kerach, was submerged and standing in the ground until Chana prayed for them and said, Hashem, who kills and brings back to life, sends down to Shaul and brings up.